This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Get up and go on the loose. Sirens in my head. Grab up the silent car circuit to bed. Can I be told my whole life's been into a breath?
Gentlemen, the bullet just hit the bone as we entered the Twilight Zone. There's the headline, Beijing confirms birth of gene-edited babies. Not really humans, ladies and gentlemen, but by the true definition, humanoids. China confirms the birth of gene-edited babies and vows to punish scientist He Jianku, who violated rules to carry out the unethical study for personal fame. Oh, that's why he's in trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been going on a long time. There have been human clones in petri dishes for 40 years. That's just boilerplate, one of the things we have here. You know, sometimes something happens in the corporate fake news world, in these formulaic deceptions they involve themselves, that goes completely mega viral. And that happened in the last 2 days. We were there, the Women's March, our crew covering it Saturday. And Rob New, Saturday afternoon, sent me footage and said, look at this. They're claiming that these students harassed and encircled some poor Native American people. And we went and found the raw footage, and they're calling them white scum. I mean, I've got the list here. Some of the black kids that were there with them from their school, they were calling them traitors and saying, we're going to harvest your organs. They were calling them fags and queers and gay, and the N-words being yelled as well, and people are calling now for the students to be killed, their school to be burned down, then to be shot. Twitter's leaving it up and agrees with it. And then NPR had Nathan Phillips on this morning. Nobody's picked this up. We had to go find it on NPR. In a snake-like voice with a snake-like presenter going, this young man needs to apologize for what he did to us. We've got to put this audio to all the raw video. It's so powerful. It's so terrible what they did.
That based on a lot of what has happened in our country recently, you were under the impression or making an assumption that a large group of young white men might threaten a minority who you saw, and that you saw this group of black Hebrew Israelites as potentially in danger by this large group of white men based on what you had seen in the news in our country in recent months and years.
Yes. Thank you for that clarity, because that's...
Let's stop right there. The snake people, they can be Native American, they can be white, they can be black, all talk in this very soft, deceptive voice. You know the spider by the voice. Now, the truth is, you've got this particular group of, quote, black Israelites, who are a diverse group. A lot of those folks are my listeners. I run into this one in Houston and in Dallas and L.A., there's a lot of them, and they seem to be pretty woke a lot of the time. But this particular group is mixed in with a bunch of other white people, Native Americans, who start virtue signaling how much they hate being white. And so you've got blacks, you've got whites, you've got Native Americans screaming, and we're going to play this audio. It's all garbled, but people have isolated it, and the young people have talked about it. In their faces, while there's beating drums, they march up, march in the middle of them, waiting for their bus. They just had their pro-life march, and they're screaming, we're going to kill you, you faggots. We're going to kill you and take your organs. And they're like, let's go, let's go, let's get them. They're like, yeah, it's on, bitches. And they march over to the middle and some of these kids are as young as 10, they just sit there and do their school chant. So they were scared. With a bunch of men coming up threatening to kill them. And then NPR says they're bad kids.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are moments when you know the world's going to change. Like Martin Luther King's speech, I Have a Dream. There are positive moments, there are also negative moments. And I can tell you, the zeitgeist that's been hit with the mainstream corporate media, from ABC to CBS to NBC to NPR to all the local TV stations where I live, all saying, did you see the young gang of white supremacists wearing Make America Great Again hats go up to an innocent elder? This wonderful, good, loving man, and ridicule and attack him viciously. Notice that on all these different channels and places, they don't show more than 1 or 2 seconds of video or audio. That's because you've got this group of Native Americans, blacks and whites, saying, look at them. They're over there. Let's go get them. They're a bunch of fags. Let's kill them and take their organs. You white pieces of crap. You white people need to die. They hear hundreds of people yelling this at them. They're waiting for their bus. You can watch the raw video. It's up on InfoWars.com. We're going to place some of it here. And this is, you know, the whole women's march. They were just there for a right to life, pro-life march. But these minorities should be thanking God that there are mainly white pro-lifers out trying to stop the abortion, because most abortion is, quote, minorities. But they don't care about the real genocidal threat to them. They see a Catholic school group, only a couple black guys, a couple Hispanics, maybe 30, 40 other white kids over there. And at first, because there's like 6 minutes of video, there's a bunch of chanting and beating, and then they keep saying, look, they're wearing red hats. So they start yelling at them and screaming at them, and they march over and bust into the middle of them and do all these terrible things to them. And then the media says they're Nazis. And so then Twitter, and I've got articles up on InfoWars.com, all the tweets, hundreds of tweets from Kathy Griffin and quote, rock and roll stars, and people saying, I want you to go to their school, and I want you to shoot every one of them. If you're a true fan of shoes, I want you to fire on any of these red hat bitches when you see them on site. Lock the kids in the school and burn that bitch to the ground. So there's somebody saying he's a school shooter and he wants others to join him. He will not be arrested. He will be worshipped. Twitter is leaving him up and says it's authorized. And it goes on from there with Kathy Griffin saying, find them, get them. Their families are being death threatened en masse. And Twitter is still not apologizing. I went to these different sites today. This shoes guy, you know, that, you know, looks like a child molester. I don't know if he is. Probably not. Probably a wonderful person. He just wants to kill kids. He just wants to burn them down and murder them. He doesn't want to molest them. So I guess he's worse than that. And so here he is saying all this. And I went to his Twitter. He's still defending it. Kathy Griffin says, dox them. I want names. Shame them. Don't worry. They did. I want names. A lot of them were just wearing red team hats. A few of them were wearing MAGA hats. Others were wearing blue hats. But there were a few Trump hats in there. And so when the mob of anti-white, anti-Trump racists walk the 40 yards over, they suddenly learn, oh, my God, these are all team hats. Their school colors are red, white, and blue. Oh, my God, there's only a few of them with MAGA hats. So then they go get in their face and start screaming, we're going to kill you. We're going to rip your organs out. You just all being screamed and yelled. And so, stoically, they sit there and they take it. And they simply chant their school songs, their pep rally songs, and the little black kids that are with them, part of the school, are being screamed, we're going to take your organs, we're going to kill you, boy. And then this guy has the nerve, Nathan Phillips, who led the racist gang over towards what he thought was a group of Trump supporters only. He goes on NPR, and they snake-like worship him. And he says, these kids ought to be ashamed of themselves. They're such bad people. Why were they there? I felt like the black men. Oh, yes, the hundreds of black men of the black Israelite movement that says that they're the master race and all the rest of this stuff. And fine, you can say whatever you want. That's your right. This poor group that says they're the master race, we're just over here, us poor little Native Americans who never heard anybody. We're so sweet. We're so nice to each other on our own reservations, highest crime rate, murder rate, drug rate, alcoholism rate. I'm very sad for them. But, oh, we're these perfect good people with some white trash with this virtue signaling saying, you know, kill these white boys. And they get over there, and there's some black kids from the school, and they're like hugging their buddies because they're like 10 years old. Like, you know, these are their loving school family. And they've just got a racist mob telling them they're going to die. But don't worry, NPR doesn't play any audio or anything. NPR didn't play them saying, we're going to kill you white scum. We're going to play the audio coming up. You can hear it in the melee, confirming what the student said. No, they play the snake-like presenter and the snake-like, evil wizard-like little con man coming over and bullying children. You know, I've got some Native American roots, and I'm not ashamed of them. But let me tell you, you've been around the reservations, you've been around Native Americans. Some days I wonder if I'm proud of it. I'll just be point blank with you. Because there's just, it's in this modern world, Native Americans, in my experience, are a bunch of violent liars and con men, on average, who think everybody owes them something, and they can go around bullying and hurting whoever they want. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of Nazis. I'm sick of black supremacists. I'm sick of Native American supremacists that feed on their own tribes and their own people in my experiences. You want to know why the Native Americans lost? Because their elders sold them out. You want to know why? Because their culture was inferior to the Renaissance and Christianity. That's why. And instead of embracing this culture, they sit there and buy into the whole Me Too movement and piss all over themselves. And a lot of good Native Americans as well, and they reject all this crap. Excuse me. I get a little angry looking at this guy who's gone on CNN everywhere else and what a big victim he is when he's with a group screaming, we're going to kill you. Bullying people. And then that's what this turns into. No, they marched over there to start a fight. He marched over there to take a scalp. That's what he did. You know why the Westerners didn't like a lot of Native Americans? Because they'd kill women and children. And they'd rape them. Oh, but they're the perfect, fountains of goodness, fountains of love, fountains of perfectness. It's disgusting. Now let's go ahead and go to the snake-like NPR. You listen to this for yourself. Here it is.
Are you saying that based on a lot of what has happened in our country recently, you were under the impression or making an assumption that a large group of young white men might threaten a minority who you saw, and that you saw this group of black Hebrew Israelites as potentially in danger by this large group of white men based on what you had seen in the news in our country in recent months and years?
Yes. Thank you for that clarity, because that's what it was in my mind and in my heart. Because when I seen those young men, I was seeing their faces, and The thing is that those young men could have chose to not feed into those guys, those Israelite fellers. They could have chose the students' teachers, the students' chaperones, could have instructed those students to exit that area, that this wasn't something that they needed to bring their high schools into and be involved in.
Can I ask a question?
Hold on a second. I'm so loving and I'm so good, and I'm over here with a group of black Israelites, full-grown adults, and 40, 50 yards away, there's a bunch of kids wearing red, white, and blue because that's their school colors, and they're at a prayer march for babies, a pro-life march. And I marched over just to let them know that I wasn't going to put up with that because I needed to protect the black people that say they're the master race. I needed to do that right away. And then the NPR person is so empathetic and so real. Oh, can I hold on? Can I say something to you now? Now we come back, we're going to play the raw footage, and then we're going to play footage, the raw footage where I had women come up a few months ago in D.C. saying, you're a white inbred worm, your mother's married to your brother, you're a monkey, and then the media said the opposite.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's D-E-M-O to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This story is so huge. Radio listeners have to go to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com to see the raw videos for yourself. For TV viewers, I'm about to roll some of them because it shows the anatomy and how they engage in the fraud. The group that broke it works with Facebook. And they did the exact same fraud on me with another group of, quote, Native American people, where these women walk up, blow cigarette smoke in my face, call me a monkey, say my mother's married to her brother and that those are my parents, and that we're going to die out, and F you, and all this other crazy crap. And I say, my goodness, you're brown KKK. How racist of you. They edit out all of the stuff they said, them coming over and confronting me, and then say, Jones viciously gets in the face and accosts Native American women by calling them brown KKK. It's called Now This. And I am letting Now This know. They're at the top of the list to be sued for defamation. We are going to be filing suits. There's so much defamation, we've got to teach people, though, that we're going to do it. You accuse me of harassing Sandy Hook families and sending people to their houses when I never did it. But then meanwhile, they have all these programs where they go and harass kids and other things in public and harass Trump supporters and then edit the videos and say that we harass you. You've got Kathy Griffin and all the other people saying, go to their houses, attack them. You've got people saying, kill them, blow up their school, shoot them, burn their school up. It's all over the place. And the media, a day and a half, 2 days after this all got exposed as a hoax, they're still defending it everywhere. There's a powerful meme that's posted on Infowars.com in the live feed section. You'll never guess which behavior the media deemed inappropriate for society. That's right. The gay mag is a naked man posing with a 8-year-old boy in a pedophilic stance, but they said it's improper for a stoic young man to sit there with a friendly smile on his face while people are screaming around him, we're going to harvest your organs, we're going to kill you, everything else. Now, let's go ahead and roll some video that has had analysis added to it. And then we have the raw video posted to Infowars.com. The Daily Caller put this together. Here it is. This is the raw footage of the group of Women's March leftist bottom feeder types screaming all these horrible things, grown men, like it's a motorcycle gang, Hell's Angels versus the Bandidos, marching over to a group of school kids, some as young, we are now learning, as 7. So here's a group of men coming over and telling as young as 7-year-olds, we're going to kill you and take your organs. And then this is turned into their portable victims. Here it is. The Native American elder approaches the Covington Catholic students. He marches over 40 yards. He goes on and on. Covington Catholic students waiting for the school bus. Native American elder approaching. So that he can then trigger an event and lead the group that then comes in behind him.
Here come gay. Here come gay. They come again.
Here they come. They're marching in.
Make America great again hats. Look at the hats. Look at the hats. We ain't taking. Look, we not.
So they're beating drums. And so the kids are doing their own chant. But the media only chose to show this later part that looks like they've surrounded him. That goes on for minute after minute. You listen carefully, you hear, we're going to kill you, we're going to take your organs. So someone gets in your face and beats a drum in it, you're the bad person. Students were then subjected to racial slurs. Yeah, back it up. This is when all the threatening starts. Back it up 10 seconds. Go back to Europe. This isn't your land. And now we're going to cut your organs out. We're going to kill you. And this is corporate media. This is anti-American media, enemy of the people. The very same group edited this and put this out. We had the raw footage at InfoWars.com versus theirs saying this about me. Blowing cigarette smoke in my face. Saying you're going to die out, white monkey. Saying that my mother and my father were brother and sister. Telling me to F off. That turns into them saying, I'm a sweet little person. I'm just a veteran. And I kept wondering why she would say horrible things and then go back to, I'm just a sweet little veteran. F you. I hope you die. It's because it turns out we have evidence. Well, we saw Soros groups paying some of the groups that they're testify off that these women were set up to be sent in against me. See, they're rigging this crap, folks, but the good news is people are exposing it. I don't know if this was rigged, but the same group that gets tens of millions of views that Facebook pushes did this to me a few months ago at the congressional hearings. Unbelievable. Oh, and it turns out, this is from 2015, same Native American, how much does a job of professional liar pay in 2019, or is professional victim a more appropriate title? And turns out he's been a victim before. I didn't even know this. I just said it, and they found it. Unbelievable. From Fox 2, get me that report. Turns out this guy's a professional victim. There's reports about it years ago. Holy mackerel. But here's the good news. Here's the good news. People see through this crap now. They know what to look for, and there's cameras everywhere. It's backfiring on Big Brother. So they wanted to try to get these. Look at some of these kids. They're age 7. I just can't believe that this didn't blow up. There were teachers and people there, but they kind of went and hid behind everything. Man, I got to tell you, this is unbelievable. Please go back to the raw footage.
You're alive. Let's go.
That's how I was saying it. Because I know y'all a little younger than me. So let me show y'all something.
Stay back.
Go on YouTube, right? And you have to look it up for yourself. Check this out.
Probably going
to
do that.
I'm going to give y'all something. Check this out. Go on YouTube and look up Donald Trump kisses drag. You're going to see your president kiss Rudy Giuliani dressed in a drag.
Who cares?
Your president is a homosexual.
Who cares?
I got a new story. Your president is a homosexual.
Hey, pause again. Folks, it just goes on. Yeah. We're going to organ harvest you. We're going to kill you. You're a bunch of fags. And the media all know this. And dollars to donuts. That guy, this Native American guy, got flown in there. In fact, there's reports that he's a professional victim, and it's Soros-funded as usual. I mean, we know most of it is anyways. The damn march is. But this is how they're provocateuring. This is what they do. And if you go back to NPR, when we come back, we're going to play some more of this clip. There they are with CNN and everybody else still demonizing the children. A bunch of men with clubs. Oh, I forgot. They got giant hickory stick clubs. Big men, big beards, big clubs. We're going to take your organs, kids. The presidents. It's insane. It's total evil. The media is pure evil.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy, and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know those moments when light bulbs go off in your head and then more light bulbs go off? Because I remember the first time I ran into Antifa in Austin. I didn't know what Antifa was. And I was at a pro-gun march, and they would come up and bump me in the back trying to get me to hit them while they had cameras on me to then set me up. And then I was at the DNC in Denver when Obama was running for office. Back in 2004, now that was Bush, that was 2008, and it was the same groups trying the same stuff, and they would come up and say, F you and your family and your mother, and we're going to do all this stuff to you, and then go, hey, Alex, leave us alone, what's the problem? And I wasn't understanding, they were trying to provocateur me, I knew that, but for an edit to make it look like I was doing something I hadn't. So they've got trained provocateurs. So I was on air earlier talking about how a, quote, group of Native American women, they didn't look Native American to me, they looked Mesoamerican, but the point is, they came up and started cussing at me, blowing smoke in my face, telling me, you know, get out of here, white man. Again, your mother's married to her brother. You're a monkey. I've played it before. You can go find it. It's on Infowars.com. But it goes to this. And then the same group broke it, edited, showing something completely and totally different. Now this. So now this broke this both times. And I said, I bet this Native American dude is a provocateur paid to be there. Because, you know, most of the women there protesting Kavanaugh the time I was there were paid to be there and got caught being paid. But now I realize they are, folks. Because the women would say, F you, say all these horrible things, and then lean back and go, I'm a veteran. I'm a citizen. How dare you say mean things to me? And I was like, that's weird. You're saying the mean stuff. It's because they had a film crew with them. They just called their people and, hey, we got Jones out here. I was out there like 30 minutes on the street corner, and they swagger up and stage their event. Whole world's a stage. Well, it turns out this individual, Nathan Phillips, is a professional troublemaker. He claims racial harassment by EMU students dressed as Indians. He was walking around the campus and saw a group, a Native American themed party, and went over and got in a confrontation with them. And now he takes offense, and he's a victim, and, oh, they were trying to do bad things. He said, oh, I felt like they were going to hit me. Same thing. He's on NPR. I was scared for us. The mean people were doing bad things. I felt like they were going to attack us. Meanwhile, it's a bunch of students sitting there with their red, white, and blue school outfits on. A few are Trump hats. It's a pro-life march. Everybody's like, see the hats? See the hats? Hey, we're going to kill your ass! Yeah, honky asses! We're coming over there. We're going to harvest your organ. You little black kids with them, you're dead. That's all the audio. You can go watch it and listen to it. We just played some of it. And by the time the media gets done, it's, did you see those criminals? Did you see those vicious white supremacist devils being mean to that old elder? And it turns out he did the same thing to college students a few years ago. Fox 2 Detroit. So this is his profession, and he's all upset by them, and he felt threatened by a Native American-themed party. Poor thing. That was 2015. So there you go, folks. That's the shtick. That's the whole stage shtick that they are engaged in. And they think you're stupid. They think you're idiots. They think you're morons. And you have NPR. Well, there it is. The Power of Nathan Phillips song. Oh, he's been in Vogue last year. Oh, he gets harassed in every town he goes to. He says, America's bad. And he makes a full living, it turns out. So just a few minutes of searching who this guy is, we learn the whole thing's as phony as a plastic banana or as a $3 bill. Well, there you go. We're just having the understanding here on air, researching together. They're in their search engineing, and we're learning, oh, there he is on Now This. Oh, that poor baby. Men with clubs saying, we're going to kill you, to a group of children as young as 7. And the mean children. And he went on NPR. We played it earlier. Let's start from the beginning. He went on NPR, and they sounded like Ka from Jungle Book, the presenter and him just, and sweet. And I'm glad you pointed out how threatening it was that a group of pro-lifers were waiting for a bus. Now, just let us change your gender and take some Prozac, and this will be very easy for you. So let's go ahead and roll the NPR caw audio of this professional agitator. Search. I bet money he's funded by a Soros Foundation. Nobody wants to bet me in their control room. Look at who this guy's funded by. Type in his name and then type in grants, sponsorship. Oh, we're going to find out real fast. You're like, who marches and tries to lead a crowd in to attack kids? That's in the Antifa documents we've gotten. They go to black neighborhoods, they have white agitators mainly, dressed up as Antifa and masks, try to get them to start a race war. That's in the documents we got last January. So let's go back to the NPR piece. Here it is.
Are you saying that based on a lot of what has happened in our country recently, you were under the impression or making an assumption that that a large group of young white men might threaten a minority who you saw, and that you saw this group of black Israel, Hebrew Israelites as potentially in danger by this large group of white men based on what you had seen in the news in our country in recent months and years.
Yes. Thank you for that clarity, because that's what it was in my mind and in my heart. Because when I seen those young men, I was seeing their faces. And the thing is that those young men could have chose to not feed into those guys, those Israelite fellers. They could have chose, the students' teachers, the students' chaperones could have instructed those students to exit that area, that this wasn't something that they needed to bring their high schools into and be involved in.
Can I ask a question this way?
Mm-hmm.
How much of what you were feeling was based on an assumption that a large group of young white men were outnumbering a small group of black protesters, and assuming that this could be very tense and there could be racism, and how much of it was about things you were actually hearing?
Well, the thing
in this moment.
Yeah, the thing is that there was no assumption that there was a large group. There was a large group, and there was only four black men.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no assumption there.
The young man who was standing in front of you has identified himself in a statement as Nick Sandman, and you know, he said that he was intimidated by these other protesters.
All right, let's stop right there. So you've got a group of school children, some as young as age 7, waiting for a bus. And first it's, oh, they blocked the steps. Well, the footage is the steps aren't blocked. They're not sitting on the steps. They're sitting over on the side. Next it's, oh, I felt scared. There were white people. Yeah, you're so damn racist. Oh, now it's only four black guys. You mean the four black Israelites. With a whole group of people from the Women's March screaming and yelling at them. But there's a group of about 15, 20, 30 people you let over. And then everybody's sitting there jumping up and down on the footage at first when he walks over with a drum. They're being really nice kids. I'm really surprised how nice these children were. But again, the reason I spent so much time on this is the anatomy of fraud. This is the anatomy of how the left always are professional victims. And you hear this individual, quote, Native American veteran, Nathan Phillips, talking about how there were black people he had to protect. Oh, a virtue signaler. So the way he protects them is running over to the group trying to keep black babies from being killed because they're Christian. And projecting onto them all their racism, all their hate, all their ignorance, all their stupidity. And, of course, now we learn little girls were also harassed by these folks. Well, yeah, because you've got a bunch of paid provocateurs trying to get a riot going there so they can say that this group of Trump supporters did this. The corporate press is America's enemy, and it's waging war against the people, and it's moving us towards open civil war. We must stop this now.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestEDpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They hit through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin right. while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We've now moved on from the two-year fake Russia hoax, the witch hunt, where it goes into an inquisition and they start persecuting everybody and overturning the 2016 election. Because we've been this persecuted and this targeted and set up as the strongman for the entire fall of America, to take down the president and our republic itself, literally, we are in the eye of the hurricane and are able to see things and know things others don't. In fact, I'm not scared of Robert Mueller III. I'm not scared of all these white shoeboy lawyers and wannabe tough guys, okay? I know I've been put in this place by God. Thanks to your support and prayers to now face this test. I fear for our children and the country and the world. This spirit of fear and this spirit of bullying from the left and the deep state and the rogue state and the globalist is permeating this country. This is a group of criminals and we will defeat these terrorists. Now, Roger Stone's here with absolute bombshell information concerning the move to take down the president. Remember, Russiagate is that. Everybody knows it's a fraud. So people ignore it. But the left isn't. The globalists aren't. This is their vehicle to install Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton on record. And we can stop it together. That's why if you're listening on local radio or watching on TV, you've got to tell folks every day about it. You've got to take the live feed at InfoWars.com/show. And the live article we do every day for the show where we describe what the show is about that day. How the whole claim that this poor Native American was surrounded by evil white kids and they're all terrorists and their school needs to be blown up and they need to be murdered. This is what Democrats are saying on Twitter, and Twitter is allowing it. I know this sounds insane. We have articles on InfoWars.com showing all this. Turns out I said, you know, look into him being professionally paid by Soros. Boom. Turns out he goes on universities and starts fights and tries to file lawsuits all over the country. And the same group that's funded by Soros and Facebook did the same thing to me a few months ago when I was in D.C. saying I harassed Native American women. They came over and said, F you, blew smoke in my face, said you're a monkey, whites are subhuman, everything else, my mother's married to her brother, I'm an inbred honky, and the news edited the tape. And I kept wondering, because I'm not that slick, I kept wondering, again, why'd she say F you and your family, white scum, trying to provocateur me? And then I would lean back and she'd go, I'm just a veteran, a nice woman. Why are you doing this? Because they were getting the edits. You have to understand, these people are pure deception. It's who they are. Now, joining us is Roger Stone for this segment, the next. And then Jan Irving is the guy that launched them or helped launch the modern DMT operation. And he's a good guy. He didn't understand what was happening. He was being used by the CIA. He later learned who was doing it. And this isn't so much an expose of Joe Rogan. It's just something I've got to do about the DMT situation and about unfinished business on things where I was so loyal to some people that I just kind of blotted it out of my head with what I saw right in front of me. And I talked to Jan Irving and others and just confirmed my worst fears. So that's all coming up. For about an hour and a half of the broadcast, starting in about 25 minutes. He'll be joining us. We're a little bit behind today, but he's coming up. We appreciate him. Okay, Roger Stone. The obvious giant bombshells, we can encapsulate it in the 7 minutes we have in this segment. We'll play the clip of Giuliani as well last night, confirming it, that I have been a target, as Michael Caputo and others said, the grand jury and the questions and many other witnesses you've talked to. The media tries to deny this because they don't want us to have any support. But the fact that they're trying to prepare at the end of the witch hunt to get you, my dad, and myself shows how empty the Russia collusion was and how crazy this is. But now, of course, he's backing off what the Washington Post and others told us, that he was the source saying that we hired him for hush money and that we paid out half a year of his contract when I had to let him go, which I do for senior people. We've done that many times. That's hush money. He says he never said that. So I want to believe Corsi. Is that true, or where is this coming from? Because he's now said, won't say it's totally false. He says it's ridiculous and crazy and defamatory. Corsi, so you never told Mueller this, because we know he said things about you previously that were not true. What's happening here, Roger?
Yeah, Alex, I'm really getting tired of Jerry Corsi's, you know, George Washington Act. Oh, I will not tell a lie. Well, in all honesty, unfortunately, the good doctor told a number of lies. In fact, he's starting to conflate his lies. So he now says that he wasn't willing to say lies about the president, and that they told him that he would receive probation for some charge if he would testify against Donald J. Trump. But that they would send him to prison for 5 years if he would not. But he was perfectly willing to lie about me. Now, fortunately, I have the emails and the text messages and the metadata to demonstrate that everything he said is a lie. No, Jerry, you never told me that John Podesta's emails had been boosted. You said on Tucker Carlson, you told everybody that. You said on MSNBC, you told many people that. I don't think you told anybody that because you didn't know it. Now you're saying that I told you ahead of the NBC tape release to tell Julian Assange to release the Podesta's email. So you're conflating your two lies. These are massive falsehoods.
And by the way, Roger, I was there.
Jerry
Corsi was there when
an FBI informant from the beginning. But now, lying about Alex Jones, lying about InfoWars, lying about Dr. Jones, who's one of the nicest, gentlest, sweetest, most honest men I've ever met, it's beyond the pale. So now he's parsing, oh, I lied about this, but I didn't lie about that. Jerry Corsi can no longer be believed. It's very sad.
What do you make of Giuliani confirming, because I guess they have a joint defense agreement, what do you make of Giuliani, again, the chief lawyer for Trump on the whole fake Russiagate thing, on CNN saying that indeed they've given him a script to lie about. If he won't lie, he's going to prison. I mean, that's confirming that they're giving him the script and telling him the lie, because it's not just coming from Corsi now, it's coming from Giuliani.
I believe that to be the case. So in other words, let's walk through this. They told Corsi exactly what Giuliani said. If you lie about Donald Trump, we'll give you a pass. If you don't lie about him, we're sending you to jail. Jerry said, well, what if I only lie about Roger Stone and Alex Jones? What if I don't implicate the president? Could we still make a deal? My guess is that Mueller rejected that deal. The three things that he has said in leaked portions of his book about me are demonstrably false. That's the defamation. God, here's the bad news, Jerry. God's with me. God is with Alex. God knows that you're bearing false witness against us in violation of his commandments. So quit hiding behind God in your phony, baloney, trumped up tweets. Nobody's buying your crap. I think you've been deep state from the beginning. Your whole birther thing is used as a club to destroy conservatives. Isn't it ironic that MSNBC is happy to have you on, that CNN embraces you? Why are all these deep state assets now trying to make you a truth teller when you're trying to do is take down Alex Jones and InfoWars and yours truly? So I look forward to our confrontation. I will demolish you. You're a fraudster. Out of your alcoholic haze, you have made up lies about David Jones and Alex Jones and Roger Stone, and now I suspect they want you to lie about the president. Now, two things have come forward here that have not been previously reported. Dr. Corsi has a joint defense agreement with the president. That means Giuliani is privy to those documents. I believe the mayor Giuliani is telling of the truth. Secondarily, Jerry Corsi met privately with candidate Donald J. Trump. I was not present. I don't know what was discussed. So perhaps the special counsel has suggested to Jerry that he make up what was discussed in that meeting, just as they suggested to him that he claimed that he told me that John Podesta's emails had been stolen. Never said anything of the kind. No email, no text message, no corroboration.
We're going to break in a moment.
Bald-faced whopper.
Yes, let's go out to break. We'll come back with more. But here's Giuliani on CNN confirming what Corsi's up to. Here it is.
Yeah. And I'm emphasizing the following. Do not think that just because he's pleading guilty to something, Michael Cohen's telling the truth. He's got every reason to say what the prosecutor wants him to say.
But
Corsi, they're offering Corsi a deal right now. If he says what they want him to say, he gets probation.
They're offering Corsi a deal? How do you know this, that they're offering Corsi?
Because he's suing over it.
Okay.
I have the documents. I have the documents. It was leaked to me. I have the documents. They gave him a script. If he reads from the script, no jail. If he doesn't read from the script, he gets maybe 5 years in jail. What's the temptation to read from the script? If you are a guy like Cohen, who was a lawyer taping his own client and lying to him about it, taping Chris Cuomo and lying to him about it, stealing money back when he was fiercely loyal, in this transaction that was just uncovered, he kept $37,000.
So let me just ask you an explanation because the guy
is a complete scoundrel.
Let's stop right there.
I used to like Michael.
Not only is Mueller saying that isn't true in the BuzzFeed report, who cares what Cohen says? He's been admitted lying over and over again. All the crimes he's involved in have nothing to do with Trump. You can't listen to a convicted lying scumbag person. But the media's like, Cohen says Trump sent him to lie. It's all over for Trump. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. Stay with us. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Spread the live links. Defeat the censors. Victory!
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.